forgotten the key. Have a look in your pocket in case you've forgotten your house key. If you drove to church, check if you've got your car key. Don't worry, I haven't sent people out to steal your keys, but we just said together the grace, and that's not just a prayer for after church services. Feel free to say that prayer anytime. It's a powerful prayer. I don't think you can go through a Christian service or gathering without hearing the word grace. We said it earlier, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father. And the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. We just said it again. There's hardly any Christian service or gathering that you won't hear the word grace. And there's a reason for that. It's because it's a very powerful word. One of the greatest gifts God has given us is grace. And do we know what that means? God's undeserved favor, his kindness towards us that we did not earn or merit. God gives us his grace because God is a good God. And we see the display of God's grace all through creation. If you look outside, you begin to see the flowers springing out. Have you noticed that? If you just look out. Did any of you sow the seeds for those flowers? And the same thing goes with our lives. Different things happen. Not because we've done anything, but because of the grace of God. It's by God's grace that we're forgiven, that we're restored, we're strengthened, we're sustained. In case you don't realize this, it's by the grace of God that you are able to sit down here this morning. It's by the grace of God that you can understand what I'm talking about. It's by the grace of God that you can respond appropriately. And we often forget all these little things until something happens. A friend of mine was sharing a story one time where at home, she and her husband, there were issues that he couldn't use both hands. He couldn't use both hands. She couldn't use one of her hands. So between the two of them, there was only one hand that they could use. So for washing plates or anything. So, and you know, they're both fine now. But, you know, something like that. And then she said, then suddenly, she got serious appreciation for, so you can imagine, you want to shoelaces, everything. They had one functional and in the home. Then it occurred, the grace of just being able to do those little things. Grace is available to all of us, the grace of God. But in our reading this morning, we are reminded that that grace is accessed by faith. Nefemi read to us beautifully from Romans 5. And in our reading, we're reminded in verses 1 and verse 2 particularly, we heard Therefore, since we've been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we gain access by faith into this grace wherein we now stand. You are standing, sitting this morning in this beautiful building. I think it's beautiful. I don't know about you. It's a gorgeous one. But you enter through the door. I don't know if anyone entered through the wall. Before we go in this morning, Chloe had been here with our church warden key and opened the door. You needed that small key to get in. It doesn't matter how gorgeous or how beautiful your home or your car is. Without the key, you're not getting in. In the same way, think of grace as a beautiful building, rich, spacious, full of everything that we need. But we need the key that gives us access into it. Can I borrow your key for a moment, Richard?
Oh,
thank you. I've got Richard's key now. He's not getting into his car or getting home until he's got his key back. You know that. His car is still there, beautiful as it is. His home, as gorgeous as it is, I know you've not invited me, but he's not getting in until he uses the key. You know that. Even though those things are there, they're still there. I'm going to keep your key now. I know you can't go home until you come and talk to me. You know that. I'm still going to keep it. We've been justified through faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we gain access by faith. For you to gain access into this building this morning, we had to open using the key. Richard isn't going home until I give him access into his car by giving him his key. Oh, don't you say you're going to get him home? Faith is the key. God has provided all these fantastic things for us, like, but without faith, we cannot access it. Do you see the sad story? That car is still there, Richard's car. His house is still there. Without these keys, he isn't accessing all of it. He's not getting in. He's not having them. He's not going to go. Betty, you're not going to give. Yeah? Faith is the key. Again and again, the scripture makes this clear that, listen, it's not by effort, it's not by performance, it's not by religious activity that we step into the grace of God. It's by faith. You don't need to pray to have a car now, to have a building, because you've got them. What you haven't got, Richard, is your key now. You know, so in order for you to access, get your key back. Grace is like a vast and secure house, already built, already furnished. Everything we need is in it. God has given us his grace. It's already built. The work is finished. He's done everything. Everything we need. But faith is the key to access those things. Without faith, we remain outside what God has already made available. Without Rachel getting his key back, and I'm sure Jenny hasn't brought his prayer because, you know, without the key, he's not accessing his car or his home. Without faith, we remain outside of what God has already made available. And that is why Romans chapter 4 reminded us of Abraham. Abraham, and we talked about this a few weeks ago, about 2 weeks ago, I believe. Abraham did not earn God's favor. He just trusted in God's promise. And because he believed, because he trusted God, because he had faith in God, it was credited to him as righteousness. Because he had faith in God, he was able to access what God has provided. It took Abraham a while, but eventually, faith arose, and then he got access into what God has, you know, had promised him. Faith is not about having everything figured out. It's about trusting the one who's got everything figured out. Faith is not about having everything figured out. And no matter how hard you try to think, no matter how hard your brain sweats, you won't have everything figured out. And this is why sometimes some people just give up on life and end it. Because they come to their wit's end. They try and try, like work out this jigsaw puzzle. And then, sadly, sometimes just give up. We are Christians. We know that we don't have to have everything figured out, but we can put our trust in God, who's got everything figured out. Even when life, especially when life does not make any sense to us. As a priest, we get asked many difficult questions sometimes. Especially when people are going through really tough times. And those are necessary questions to be asked. And honestly, I do not have any answers to most of these questions. And my response usually is, on this side of eternity, we will never have all the answers. But as children of God, we can trust in God, who's got all the answers. Life does not always make sense. And this is what has led to a crisis of faith for many people. Because what do you tell those mothers on, you know, in the streets of Gaza? What do you tell the fathers of those children recently bombed in Iran, in Tehran? What do you say? How do you articulate things in a way that will make sense? We cannot always have the answers. But as Christians, we can trust that, especially when life seems hard and unfair, we can say to people that we rest assured that God understands. And faith is trusting God, especially when you don't understand his plan. And this truth is not just theological. It's deeply practical, especially when it comes to prayer. Earlier this morning, in our words of introduction, and you can take up your service sheets, in verse 6 of Psalm 32, we affirmed what the psalmist said. Therefore, let all the faithful make their prayers to you in time of trouble. In the great water flood, it shall not reach them. Did you notice that? Let all the faithful, let those who trust, those who have got faith in God, let them pray. Let them make their prayers to God in time of challenges, in time when life does not make sense. It takes faith, brothers and sisters, to pray, especially when we feel really challenged. It takes faith to believe that when we come to God. It takes faith to come to God in prayer, to believe that God is near, to believe that God cares, to believe that God is able to act, especially when everything around you is hard. Hebrews 11, verse 6. Hebrews 11, verse 6 says, without faith, it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. It takes faith to come to God. It takes faith to believe that God is near when you're struggling really bad, either physically or mentally or spiritually or financially. It takes faith to believe God still cares and to come to him. Without faith, we cannot truly pray, because prayer itself is an act of trust. If you're going to a friend to ask for their help with something, for you to make that move in your head, you'll first work out that they've got the capacity to help. Isn't it? It takes faith to pray. Because when we come to God in prayer, what we say, the thought process is that it's got the capacity to help us. And if you don't genuinely think it's got the capacity or it's got the willingness to help, you won't come to him. But what's the point? Let's say I'm trying to reach for something this tall, right? I'm probably going to look around the church and ask for Wale to help. I mean, without any disrespect, Dolly, I probably won't ask you. We're about the same height. When we pray, and we pray not just out of a lip service, but genuinely, we pray from the heart. We are acknowledging that God cares enough and has got the power to be able to deliver and answer us. And if we are honest, many of us struggle here. Let's be honest this morning. Many of us, and that may be the season of life you're going through now, many of us find prayer very difficult, or find it difficult to be consistent in it, because sometimes subconsciously we just feel God is distant. So the problem often is not a discipline problem, because some of us will think, oh, it's just because I'm indisciplined, or maybe I'm just too tired to pray. No. If we check our hearts, we find out most of the time it is a faith problem. Deep down, most times we struggle to pray because we struggle to trust that God is near. We struggle to acknowledge that God is listening. We struggle to acknowledge that God cares enough and that He will respond. And that is why oftentimes in church we remind one another that God is near, or the Lord is here. We don't just say those things because they're nice things to say, but to remind us that genuinely God is near. God is, and God is here. Back to that verse from Psalm 32. Let all the faithful make their prayers to God in time of challenges. It takes faith to do that. Let the faithful, those full of faith, faithful, make their prayers in time of trouble. Faith opens the door to prayer, and prayer opens the door to experiencing the grace of God. So if the devil wants to keep you from experiencing the grace of God, shuts the door, you know, deceives you into not praying. And then that disconnects you. If I don't want you to get into church this morning, right? Remember, there are two doors to actually get in here. There's one there, and then there's one here, and then you get in. So think of it this way. Faith opens the door to prayer, and then prayer opens the door to experiencing grace. Let me illustrate this a bit further. There's a story of a man who was given a great gift, a large sum of money, placed into a bank account in his name. Everything he needed for the rest of his life was there. But instead of using that account or accessing that account, he continued to live in poverty. Why? Why? Just never access the account. He never accessed the account. You've all got your smart apps on your phone these days, right? You know, for you to access your account, you probably need to press some codes, which you're not allowed to share with me, or maybe use your face recognition. You will always need something to access it. It could be, you know. God has made his grace available. His peace, his strength, his forgiveness, his help. But sometimes we live as though we have nothing, simply because we are not accessing what is already ours. And how do we access it? The keys of faith. By trusting enough to come to God, by believing enough to pray, by relying enough to receive. Romans 5, verse 2 again. I cannot stress this enough. Through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace wherein we now stand. We stand in grace. And that word stand speaks of stability. It means it's not a temporary visit. It is our position. It's like our place of security. We enter into God's grace by faith, and we continue by faith. Faith is not just the starting point of Christian life. Rather, it's the pathway of the Christian life. And that's why Romans 4 keeps pointing back to Abraham. Abraham believed God against all hope. Even when circumstances looked impossible, he trusted the promise of God. Now, faith is not a denial of reality. It's not. But faith refuses to let reality have the final word, because God has got the final say. God has got the final say. Therefore, let all the faithful make their prayers in time of trouble. Why? In the great water flood, it shall not reach them. God has got the final word. Death has not got the final word. Your circumstances today hasn't got the final word. God has got the final word. And it will never leave you nor forsake you. Let us trust in God's grace. Let us trust in God's faithfulness. So the real question is not whether grace is available. The question is whether we will trust enough to access grace through the key of faith. So would you pray? Would you believe? Would you draw near? Would I pray? Would I believe? Would I draw near? We have gained access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. The door is open. The invitation is clear. Grace is available. But are we standing in grace or standing outside of it? Because we just would not access by faith. Come, trust, pray, receive the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ by faith. Later on this morning after the service, our prayer team, Dolly and others, hopefully will be here. And if you need to be prayed for, please access, join them in front for prayer. I pray that God would help each and every one of us to access his grace continually by faith. Amen. Richard, you can have your keys back now.
I believe you hold the keys to my car and house.
Shall we start?